CNN's Reiner concerned Trump's health issues being hidden from the public. By Pam Kee on January 1, 2026. Thursday on CNN's The Lead, network medical analyst Jonathan Reiner said he was very concerned the public is not being told anything meaningful about President Donald Trump's health issues. Host Phil Mattingly said, "Just last month, you said you were seriously concerned about the president's health. What's your level of concern after hearing from the president?" "He says he's in perfect health." Reiner said, "Well, I'm mostly concerned that the public really hasn't been told essentially anything meaningful about the president's health here. So let's turn the clock back and look what's gone on over the last 9 months. The president had a physical exam, a comprehensive physical exam in April," Walter Reed. "And, you know, they listed, you know, a bunch of studies which were essentially all normal. The president was great. And there was nothing else to see over the summer. The president developed really, greatly swollen ankles, which prompted another series of tests. They called that chronic venous insufficiency, despite the fact that just a few months earlier, during his comprehensive exam, the president's physician said he had no swelling of the leg. So it doesn't sound so chronic to me. It sounds more acute. And then something happened in the fall. Something happened in October that prompted an off-cycle series of tests by the president's medical team. And when the results of those were released to the public, they used some, basically euphemisms to describe what the president, the test the president, went through." He continued, "And the euphemism was advanced imaging. And they didn't describe whether it was a CT or an MRI." And then later on, a few days later on Air Force One, the president basically said he had an MRI. Couldn't describe one body part, but he said he had an MRI, which prompted the president's physician again to release another statement, in which time he again did not describe the specific test the president underwent and said that, again, everything looked fine. And now we learned that the president didn't have an MRI. He actually had a CT scan, which explains why the president's physician didn't describe the test after the president disclosed his MRI, because he didn't have an MRI. So, as best we can tell, the president had a cardiac CT, or what looks like a CT angiogram, which is basically a non-invasive way to tell whether the president has any significant coronary artery disease. He added, "I'm almost less concerned about the actual cause of the president's bruising. We can talk about that, than I am about why the White House medical team has felt the need to study him in the last few months. What symptoms? What clinical concerns have prompted this? Because the president is right. When you test the president of the United States, it creates a lot of concern." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.